This is Stephen Schmidt from the Gazette Digital News Desk, and I'm here with your update for Thursday, May 6th. Thursday morning, we'll see the gradual clearing of any rain that happened overnight. After that, the clearing of clouds will continue. According to the National Weather Service, a cloudy morning in the Cedar Rapids area will give way to sunnier skies, with a high near 63 degrees. The wind speed will be 15 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 25 miles per hour. A registered sex offender who had been a person of interest in the July 2020 disappearance of a 10-year-old Davenport girl was charged Wednesday with killing her. 48-year-old Henry Dinkins of Davenport is charged with the first-degree murder and kidnapping in the death of Breasia Terrell. Scott County Attorney Mike Watson said Dinkins kidnapped the girl last July and shot her to death. Her remains weren't discovered until March 22nd near DeWitt, and her identity was confirmed March 31st. Breasia was last seen either late July 9th or early July 10th. She spent that night with her brother at Dinkinson's home. Dinkins is the boy's father. Dinkins was arrested July 10th and later charged with three unrelated counts of violating the sex offender registry. He was the lone person of interest in Breasia's case and is being held in the Clinton County Jail. Legislation banning vaccine passports in Iowa is on its way to Governor Kim Reynolds for her expected signature. The Iowa Senate voted 32-16 without debate Wednesday to approve House File 889, a bill that prohibits businesses, schools, and state and local government facilities from denying access to people who haven't had the COVID-19 vaccination. In addition, all government entities in Iowa would be banned from issuing ID cards with a person's vaccination history. In his first visit to Iowa, newly appointed Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Michael S. Reagan said Tuesday that agriculture would have a seat at the table as complex environmental issues are tackled. Reagan toured the Lincoln Way Energy ethanol plant near Nevada before holding a roundtable discussion with farmers and later briefly visiting Governor Kim Reynolds in Des Moines. Late in the afternoon, he joined state and city officials in announcing plans for a Superfund site on the edge of downtown Des Moines. His visit comes as the issue of waivers to the nation's renewable fuel standard, granted to oil refiners by the Trump administration over the objections of farm state interests, is before the U.S. Supreme Court. While the waivers represented a rare break from Trump policies among usually loyal Iowa Republican officials, they have expressed concerns that while the Biden administration does not want the court to reinstate the waivers, it has not signaled enough support for corn and soybean-based biofuels. Want updates on these and other stories delivered straight to your inbox? Sign up for free today at thegazette.com/newsletters. From news to sports to kids' activities, Gazette newsletters have something for everyone.